Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Friday morning, October the 15th, 2010. Well, football season is well underway. Now, I'm not a huge fan, so I guess what that means is I get to get some things done on a Sunday afternoon. I do like to watch once in a while, but I'm a much, much bigger NBA fan. And also, with Veterans Day coming up next month, I wanted to tell you a brief story that I believe will inspire you concerning your dreams. You know, your goals and your dreams and your vision for your life, they're yours, and they don't belong to anyone else. Too often, it's easy to allow the opinions of others to talk you out of your dreams. You know, why is it that so many people are so quick to tell you that you can't? What makes them the supreme expert of your life? Well, maybe they have the best of intentions. I don't know. And you know, then, of course, with the economy the way it is and the way it may even get worse, hey, we'll forget about having any dreams, right? Wrong. Perhaps you're familiar with the story of Rocky Blyer, who shortly after being drafted into the NFL by the Pittsburgh Steelers, was also drafted by the U.S. Army, and he served in Vietnam. He was wounded by both gunfire and shrapnel from a grenade. A number of years ago, I emceed a business breakfast where Rocky was our keynote speaker. You know, 1 year after being wounded, believe it or not, Rocky reported to Steelers training camp. Unbelievable, isn't it? Upon his return, he couldn't walk without being in pain, you know, let alone play football. We're talking about walking. And he was very underweight for a football player. He then spent 2 full years trying to regain a spot on the active roster and was even waived on 2 occasions. But Rocky never gave up. Why did he work so hard? You know why? He said that that was because sometime in the future, you didn't have to ask yourself, what if? His story is really amazing. I mean that he actually returned to the starting lineup for the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, while he was recovering in a hospital in Tokyo, the doctors told him that he would not play football again, ever. Now, I don't have anything against doctors. They're not stupid. They've studied their profession for years. They've seen many things. They can give their best educated prediction. But you know something? They're not always right, are they? Rocky Blyer is certainly not the only person who has ever proved the doctors wrong. There have been plenty of others. But to think that this young man who was told he would never play football not only made it back to play in the starting lineup in the NFL, but Rocky also played in the first 4 Steelers Super Bowl victories, and he caught a touchdown pass from Terry Bradshaw that gave the Pittsburgh Steelers the winning lead in Super Bowl XIII. Rocky retired after the 1980 season with 3,865 rushing yards, 136 receptions for 1,294 yards, and 25 touchdowns. You know, at the time of his retirement, he was the Steelers' 4th all-time leading rusher. This from a man who was told he would never play football again. Doesn't that just give you chills? It does me. In 1980, they made a television movie about his life called Fighting Back, the Rocky Blyer Story. Maybe you've seen it. And of course, today, Rocky is a motivational speaker. Now, my point is this. If that young man who had dreams of playing professional football and was told by the doctors that he would never play again, if he could refuse to believe them, what about when someone tells you that you can't reach your dreams and goals? You know, I'll tell you something, whether people encourage you or discourage you, the most important thing is that you tell yourself that you can and that you will, and then work hard and simply refuse to quit. There may be times when you need to regroup and make adjustments along the way, a little fine-tuning here and there, but keep pursuing and never give up. As I said at the beginning, your goals and your dreams are yours. They belong to you. No matter what anyone else says or thinks, they are yours, and they're important. You know why? Because they're yours. And never forget that the Bible says that God will give you the desires of your heart. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have a comment, go ahead and type it in down below. And remember, if you're a subscriber, you don't need to bookmark the site. You don't need to check if something new's been posted. Subscribers get notified personally every time something new is posted. And it's free. Doesn't cost you a dime to be a subscriber. If you do subscribe to the blog, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening, and until next time, this is Mike Verdicchio. Have a great weekend.